speaker is Monsieur Vincent Giard, who is the Vice President for Quebec of the Farm Credit of Canada. He has worked in various parts of Canada, starting in Quebec, in Regina and elsewhere. He is now responsible for all the Quebec operations and is part of the senior management. He's a McGill alumnus with a degree in agronomy from McGill and an MBA from the École des Hautes Études Commerciales à l'Université de Montréal. Monsieur Girard.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure for me to be here and to say a few words about the challenges and opportunity in agriculture, in agri-food industry in Canada, and I would add to do it. It's a pleasure for me to do it for my alma mater, and when Mr. Chandra Madramutu called me, I just couldn't say no, and it was a pleasure to accept and to be here this morning. So a few words about Farm Credit Canada. We provide financial and business services to agriculture, agri-food, and agribusiness across the country. We lend to primary producer, value-added operators, suppliers, and processors all along the value chain. There is about 200 farms in this country. We have 50,000 customers. Our portfolio is $18 billion. Canadian dollar, $16 billion in agriculture, $2 billion in agri-food and agribusiness. We are a crown corporation. We belong to the Canadian government, and we report to the Minister of Agriculture. So we are all across the country. We serve our customer from hundreds of offices across the country. We've got 1,500 employees, and our market share in agriculture, our market share in agriculture is about 25% of the national agricultural debt load, which is of $55 billion. So if you divide $16 billion by 55, this is how we get to a 55% market share in agriculture. So is there potential? Is it good business in agriculture, in agri-food in this country? Absolutely. If you look at this graph on the screen, you'll see that you'll see the export of agriculture and agri-food since 1990, and the value of those exports were $11.5 billion in 1990, and last year they were close to 35 billion Canadian dollars. So you can see in blue the growth of the agri-food value-added product. So, and last year, export keep growing both in volume and dollar, and they were of $38.9 billion in 2008. So what's important to the industry? Well, access to credit, of course, in terms of lending and access to credit, for most part, prediction regarding tighter credit have not materialized. We continue to see competition for higher quality and larger customers. And those, especially those in supply management, due to the stability of this industry in this country. Canadian financial institutions have done a good job of ensuring that credit is available to producers and agribusiness operators. Now, we have seen and noticed that there are small adjustments on the rates, of course, due to the financial crisis. And we've seen a tighter, I would say, credit renewal, but overall, no businesses were left unable to find credit. There is a price to everything, so there's been some price adjustment, but no shortage of credit for sure. And I would say that agriculture and agri-food are a little recession-proof as people keep eating three times a day. Now, the impact or the big hit may come with the economy recovery when the interest rate will rise. This is where agriculture and agribusiness enterprise may get caught with rising interest rates. As well, commodities market dynamics can be described as volatile, of course, and there's a lot of swing in the market, and more farmers and agribusiness operators will need lenders that will be able to take the swing with them. So it implies that your market. You know a lot about the primary sector. You know a lot about the factors that have influence on the market condition. So what's needed to keep Canadian agriculture strong? Well, agricultural producer and agri-food businesses need to strategically position themselves to compete in an environment that relies increasingly on product differentiation to serve more elaborate consumers' preferences with regards to food safety and health. Demands new marketing arrangement, require investment in human capital, training, etc., and overall input efficiency to enhance productivity and protect profit margin, and as well value chain relationship and information sharing. So let's look at this into more details. Primary agriculture needs a strong value chain because we cannot be satisfied of only being a commodity producer. Money is shifting away the primary sector. Money is shifting along the value chain. So you got to be where the money is. Producer and agribusinesses needs continued access to capital because they operate with high volume and often low profit margins. They are capital intensive. The idea of a patient capital is making its way through more and more within this country. And we could talk here as well about the issue related to farm and businesses transfer. As they increase in size and value, this problem just gets more and more complicated. But this could be the debate of a whole day. This is another topic, and we could spend the whole day on farm and businesses transfer. So producer and agribusinesses needs sophisticated management skills, because when you've got good management skills, well, usually you're able to come up with a strong, sound business plan, sound risk management practices, marketing skills, sophisticated business knowledge and information, and you're able to find it, to access it. Producer and agribusiness, they need an available qualified workforce. Labor shortage is an issue in this country, as well as the ability to attract and train and retain resources in agriculture and agri-food businesses. Producer and agribusinesses, they need to continuously improve productivity, investment in R&D, investment in the latest technology. And would you believe that each year within this country, many millions of tax credits related to R&D remains unclaimed because owners just don't know, or they neglect, or they think it is too complicated. Producer and agribusiness needs as well to understand opportunity and risk inherent to a greater attention to environment. And here I refer to climate change, sustainable agriculture, all the proximity market question and the short circuit that are more and more popular. And what is known as the food mileage, and where the consumer is more and more concerned about the distance, the mileage food has been going before getting to its plate. This is definitely a strong trend. Producer in agribusiness, they need as well to understand consumer trends and emerging market. You know, the world population growth over the next 30 years will come from Middle East, and most from Middle East and South Asia. So you better be able to understand those market and the needs of those new consumer. They also need to have access to market. In this world, in this country, you are either small or big. There is less and less average size enterprise due to the concentration of grocery stores that are in the end of three or four major players. So you need to be small, local, or you need to be big, national. And producer in agribusiness, well, they need to move up the value chain where it is possible, because money is shifting along the value chain, as I mentioned before. So how can farmers' businesses and be better positioned in the supply chain? Well, the name of the game is management once again, because risk management is likely to be a very important thing over the next few years because of increased volatility, and we need to learn. Farmers need to learn more, even more, about different financial instrument tools and strategy to manage their risk. And again, farmers and agribusinesses, they need to have a strong and sound and updated business plan to cope with a changing economic environment. Again, innovation is a very important fact, and innovation has many facets. It can involve marketing tool, new packaging, different management strategy. We need to invest more into productivity, R&D, labor, training, better equipment, technology, machinery, and invest in the value chain relationship as well. So for food processing and innovative business management, we need to go switch from a push model to a pull model. You know, business growth comes from consumer-oriented product, and this is where value added is generated in the supply chain. The firm that successfully positioned themselves to capture a share of this value added are the one that innovates and invests in productivity. And this illustrates a gradual switch from a push model to a pull model to serve a changing costs, consumer preferences. Food safety, nutrition, health have become forefront issue with consumers. Markets are increasingly segmented, and it requires change in farm marketing system, whether through strategic alliances or other partnership. It does offer new opportunity and hopefully more money for producer. Just a few words before I finish. I've got two new friends coming here. Gina and Aline are two McDonald's students, and they are involved in FCC Drive Away Hunger campaign, and they have a booth in the back in the hall, and they gather. Farm Credit Canada, in fact, we have a Drive Away Hunger campaign that goes from September 15 to October 16, which is the World Food Day, and we gather non-perishable goods for food bank across the country. Our goal is to raise £1 million, but the goal of Gina and Aline is to raise or gather £1,000. So if you've got a few extra dollars or if you are non-perishable goods, you're more than welcome to help them to help people that need food. On that, I really want to thank you for your attention. You may have noticed that English is not my first language. It's rather French, but I was pleased to be here, and thank you for your attention.